radio@firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ed Ballum from firehouse.com. And today we have Glenn Davis, the founder and owner of Lakes Region Fire Apparatus, Inc., an apparatus service center, and Aaron's Fox HME dealer in Tamworth, New Hampshire. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you, Ed.
Glenn, this morning we're going to be talking about apparatus maintenance and how departments should get started with doing preventative maintenance. And if you could tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do. And I also know that you're a firefighter as well. So could you introduce yourself, please?
Well, that's quite correct, Ed, actually. I started in the fire service in 1984 as a volunteer in my home department in Moultonboro, New Hampshire, and rose to the rank of captain there. And as business progressed, I stepped back and let somebody else take that seat. And now I just a standard old call man out there. But it gave me quite an insight to truck maintenance over the years, because I performed all the maintenance in my own department, as a lot of small volunteer departments do. And now we do it for a living and for a number of New England communities.
Yes. And your business started when?
We officially started August 1st, 1991. Yeah.
Well, you've been doing it, closing in on almost 20 years here now. So
It's coming close, yeah. We actually started out in a service truck doing all just station work from station to station. And we've since then grown into, you know, a major repair center here in central New Hampshire.
Right, and you do trucks from all over New England, and
we do.
I think, how many trucks do you, or how many departments do you service approximately?
The number is hard to put a finger on exactly how many we service on a regular basis, but my fair guess would be an estimate of about 300 units.
Right. Well, that's a lot of units.
Mm-hmm.
You're also connected with HME Aaron's Fox. You became a dealer for them when?
We've been a dealer now for 8 years with HME Aaron's Fox. We cover everything east of Syracuse, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. And that product, is, as you well know, is a very nice stainless steel bumper body, and we're finding them to be well-liked here in central New Hampshire.
Very good. And at some point, you have a facility, obviously, in Tamworth, New Hampshire. Maybe you can describe a little bit about your facility.
We do. We moved into it 13 years ago. It's 9,000 feet. We're located on Route 25 right here in Tamworth, just about 2 miles from the intersection of 16. For people that are familiar with the area, we're about 40 minutes south of North Conway and about an hour north of Concord.
Right. And you're all equipped. How many square feet? And
it's about 9,000 feet, and we've got some parts storage and office space on top of that, and we have testing abilities right here on site, and we have ladder companies in to do ladder testing and all that type of thing right here at the shop. So major or minor, we can handle most everything that comes down the road.
Right. So you're well qualified to speak to the apparatus maintenance issues.
Absolutely. We've personally been trained at Hale Waters and Darley Pumps. Certainly, EVT certifications are an ongoing process. We're well involved in that, as well as my staff. My service manager's got 25 years in the business, and between the two of us, combined, we're about 50 years experience. And then my technicians, of course, range from the new guy to the well-seasoned technician. So we're well equipped and prepared to handle most everyone's apparatus needs.
Excellent. So let's say, by the grace of God or whatever, I was just elected a fire chief, and I have a fleet of apparatus, 4 or 5 or whatever, and I need to get an apparatus maintenance program going. Could you help me out and maybe walk me through a little bit about what are some of the things I'm going to need to do, and maybe even try to pick a dealer or a service center?
Well, sure. The first thing that you would want to do, obviously, is recognize the need. And if you've got anything motorized at all, there's certainly a need there. So that's a pretty easy first step. Then the second step, a little bit more complicated, you need to find a center that, like ours, and there are several across the country, obviously, that do this same type of stuff, but they need to be they need to have a good resume. They need to be well-recognized, well-rounded. They need to have some certifications or at least an ongoing program to certify their technicians. They need to be well-equipped and familiar with the department's needs. And and the needs are similar from department to department, but there are some specialized things that everybody does, and you need to be aware of those, and how to, and the service center needs to be aware of those as well. But more importantly is to check the resume of the service center and make sure that they're insured and that they have EVT certifications, and their primary business is fire apparatus, and that's very important in today's world, particularly for the complexity of today's trucks. So that would be the first step to look at, would be to find a bona fide service center that can handle your work and that is obviously reasonable.
That's right. So if you found the person and you've got the relationship going and you vetted your service center, what are some of the technical kinds of things that you would expect that the service center would focus on and that the department would need to really focus on as well? I'm thinking things like tires and batteries and brakes. And
well, certainly here in the state of New Hampshire, we have a state inspection program that's a requirement by law for every vehicle, whether they're municipally owned or not. That's a very good place to start. It's a safety inspection. It's done twice a year in the spring and the fall. Those people, the service center that you choose, certainly should be one that can certify apparatus for safety. And by that I mean safety inspection, brakes and steering and suspension, and lighting, of course, and all the basic components there. They really need, that would be the first step, is to get your trucks in if they haven't been looked at in a while and get a good baseline as to where everything is at. And then to take it the next step, if you're running in with pumpers, to have a pump test to have a good idea where that's at. And if you have aerials, of course, to have those certified as well.
Right. How about, are there things that firefighters and officers can do themselves that you would recommend, probably like checking fluid levels and tire pressures and things like that?
Well, certainly station checks play a huge part in truck maintenance. 90% of the work that the guys will do in the stations or the crews will do in the station is visual, and that they're the leading edge of, you know, of the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. If they can pick up on problems early enough, and quite often you can forecast those repairs and plan for those repairs rather than crisis management. And preventive maintenance is huge when it comes to that. Most of the problems that we see are found by people doing station checks, and that's tire pressures, leaks, leak identification, fluid levels, of course, and readiness for operation checks, and those type of things, obviously are the front, the first defense line to apparatus maintenance.
Yes, absolutely. Are there checklists that people should develop for their own apparatus that they make sense that you could go down through, and that way there's some sort of record perhaps too as well?
Well, there are, and the NFPA provides one of those. I believe it's in 1911, which is a good generic checklist for trucks across the country. Certainly, it's not a bad idea to get into a regimented program of that type of a process. And we've assisted a number of departments in what you should look for and what you shouldn't look for, and based it all from what the NFPA requirements are, because there is a standard out there for apparatus maintenance.
That's right. Yes, there is. NFPA is a great place to take a look and get something started.
It's a very good guideline.
That's right. Now, there's also a value in preventative maintenance and general maintenance in that you prolong the life of your apparatus and your investment.
Well, you do.
Perhaps you can speak to that.
Well, you do. Certainly preventative maintenance, as I mentioned earlier, is actually the key to aging management, if you will, of your trucks. And a good service plan and service records that go down the road, and as time progresses and the apparatus age, you can gauge the replacement needs of your truck or your trucks or your apparatus in general by the amount of service work. You may have one problem child out of a fleet of trucks that say, we're spending more money on this one than anyone else, even though it's newer than something. Perhaps that's the next one to go. And that type of thing is all in a good service center, should be documented. You should be able to tap that information on a regular basis. I know there's software out there that's available that can track that for you. But more importantly is the bona fide records of, geez, engine one has taken, a huge chunk of our maintenance budget every year just to keep it on the road, even though it's newer than engine two. I think that one should be the one to go. And it's a very good tool in forecasting apparatus replacement.
That's right. And that will help a long run as far as with budget maintaining a budget apparatus, and also to make sure that town fathers and select women and that kind of thing know when they have to put in more money for the for apparatus.
That's correct, and it also, of course, leads itself to safety issues as well. I mean, if you've got a truck that is giving you constant problems and one particular problem, and then you know where the safety issues of that vehicle are and where they lay, and whether or not it should remain in service or be pulled from service. So regular service and regular inspection are key to apparatus maintenance.
That's right. You mentioned about pulling something out of service. Are there times when redlining of apparatus is important and we need to be mindful of that and also maybe have backups as well for apparatus?
Well, yes, and that's you're 100% correct. And then again, we fall back to the standards, the NFPA standards on apparatus maintenance, and there is a section in there that dictates sidelining apparatus and when it should function and when it should not. But common sense really should prevail in the whole thing. And there again, chiefs should lean on their service centers and their service people for that input. And unfortunately, we're in the repair business, and somebody's misfortune is our good fortune, but at the same time, you have to be able to tell the chief or apparatus maintenance supervisor that this particular truck is not safe for operation, should be redlined.
That's right, and that trust that you build between the chief and the service center is paramount to making sure everybody stays safe.
That's correct.
And safety is a big issue, so certainly brakes and tires and suspension and steering, all those kinds of things have to be perfect.
That's correct.
Yes.
In a good checklist, no matter where you go, it's nice to know once you develop a relationship with a service center, we use a standard check sheet for most everything we do, and that way you know that everything is being checked, and we require our technicians to sign off on that, so there's accountability there as well.
That's right.
That's another key ingredient is if the person that actually has done the work on that has signed off on it. And that way we as a service provider can go back to that technician and go, you signed off on this, why is this a problem now if it in fact comes to head, or that the fire chief knows that it's been looked at.
Right. And speaking a little bit about budgeting, is there a guideline of how much money that should be set aside for maintenance and apparatus, and when should it begin?
Well, and there again, it's so open because, as you know, everything that's in this business is custom built.
Yes.
And usage varies from once a month to once every couple of hours, or it goes out in the morning on the beginning of a shift and doesn't come back until the end of the shift. So it really is dependent on use and hours and time and how it's used and what it's used for. And there again, a selection of a very good service center should be able to forecast that for you, but it's going to take a baseline establishment before you can budget anything.
That's right.
So the first round really is more of an exploratory, as far as budget analysis goes, is really an exploratory mission. And once you have that baseline established, then you can predict what your future costs are going to be.
That's right. And certainly, in most cases, whatever it takes, it's got to be right.
Yes, it does. It has to be right. It has to be safe. But the more important part of that is the preventative maintenance. We can help you, businesses like mine can help you forecast those major events and crises long before they happen, which should ease some of the budget woes. Pump testing and ladder testing is key for that type of thing. It provides you with a forecasting tool that, a pump overhaul at $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, that this year it was marginal on pump test, next year it's going to need it so that you can add it to your operating budget and continue on.
That's right. So it sounds like the bottom line is find a good service center, trust them, listen to them, forecast, and then
execute.
Do what you need to do to be safe.
Absolutely. It's no different than we approach it like we do with pre-planning. It's, as firefighters, we pre-plan every major structure, that we can get our hands on. Apparatus maintenance really is very similar to that, just a different field.
That's right, pre-planning. That's an interesting concept. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, Glenn, thank you very much for your time today. We've covered a lot of ground. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention about apparatus maintenance?
Well, like I said before, just the key ingredient here is to find a good, solid service center, one that's got a reputation that is good and solid, and they're reasonable in their pricing, and they have accountability in place, and they have all the tools in place that they need to be able to take care of any one department's vehicles would be the key ingredient there. And last but not least, wish everybody a happy holiday season and be safe.
Well, thank you so much, Glenn. We appreciate your time here at Firehouse.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.